All right, so we're discussing the remarks of Kesef Mishnah, what he said in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Parakal Halacha Beis, where he discusses the nature of the Chiyuv of Bishul, the Issur of Bishul, the Basar Mecholav. So one thing he says is that, in effect, based on the Rambam, the Rambam's lotion is, V'shasek Nisar Chiyuv Basar Mecholav, Fisha Osar Peferish Afilu Bishulo, right? That's the Rambam. That it's a filo bishulo, so it includes a chilas. The Kesef Mishnah said what it means. It gives two interpretations. One interpretation is that the Torah asks bishul, which means it asks the creation of this substance, this compound, this entity called bas v'chol. The mela, then it's the Torah who finds it repulsive, quote unquote, and therefore it's the Torah, but therefore not allowed to eat it. And again, we said it's not a kal v'chomer in that sense, rather a consequence, a result. As we said, based on this case of Mishnah, so the idea of the Isra Bishul of Basrachol is to create the entity of Basrachol. So at the end, yesterday I mentioned Rav Soloveitchik said, if you got a chance, I told you, if you got a chance, you can go look at the Sefer Shir HaRav. Also, you know what I should have gotten? Does this Beis Medrash have the Alkal Yosef here in the Hebron? This Beis Medrash? Does it have the other Beis Medrash?
I think it's up today.
Yes, maybe you mind getting it? Yeah. Maybe Yosef, I'll be chelik. I'll just look at home. There's a few chelik. Hold on one second. And also, the Rosh Hashanah is between our own person. But if they have the Yalki Yosef on, let's see, I wrote down here. Yisrael had the chelik gimel. She was, thank you. So, so we mentioned yesterday that if you hold it, we connected this discussion to discussion relating to the question of whether there's bishul or bishul by Bas V'Cholov. Okay, that's a discussion by Shabbos, whether once you violate the Issur Bishul, can you violate it again? And there's still the kind of lakana. On the one hand, you can say, no, the Issur Bishul and Shabbos is, there can only be one Maisa Bishul, right? So once you've done it, you've done it. And or you could say, no, it's still a constructive act in the realm of Melacha. But we mentioned at the end the machlokas between the Ram and the Rosh, the Ram and the Rosh Bor rather, the Ram and Perk Tes of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Gimel says Ovashel al Or Dovah Shemuvushel called Zarko. So they're already fully cooked. Okay, then you're potter if you cook it further. Okay, but the diuk that the Magen Mishnah makes and the Kesef Mishnah they quote the diuk is that's only if it's Mispashel called Zarko, but if it's only Mispashel we call Machal Ben Jusoy. Right, it's only partially cooked. So even though that act of cooking it up to that point of Machal Ben Jusoy is already a violation of Bishul on Shabbos, but if you cook it further, up until Mispashel called Zarko, then the Ram would say that is a violation of Bishul on Shabbos. And the Rosh Bor disagrees. The Rosh Bor that the and others with the Kesef Mishnah brought to Ramach, okay, other Mishnahim disagree, and they said no. Once it's Mispashel Machal Ben Jusoy, then there's no more Chiyuv Bishul on a Torah level. Okay, we're not talking about the rice here. Okay. So the way the Rav explained it, the machlokas revolves around what's the issur of bishul on Shabbos. There is an objective definition of something called bishul, which lachora is perhaps applicable to Kol Torah Kula. Okay, something that's an objective point called there's something called lo sevashel. Okay, whatever it means, you're not allowed to do the act of bishul, and there's something called a ma'aser bishul, and that cannot be more than one ma'aser bishul on the same food. Okay, past that, it's called, in English, we call it recooking, or cooking further, whatever. It's not cooking, right? There's no ma'aser bishul on, there can't be more than one ma'aser bishul on an item. Whereas according to the Rambam, we're not talking, the issue is not ma'aser bishul. Okay, after all, by Shabbos, it never says you're not allowed to cook. According to the Rambam, the definition is tikkun ochlan. Are you improving the flavor? Are you doing something that makes this food more edible? And again, I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, I think I mentioned we were talking in the hall, but because the Rambam noticed, I'll read again in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, I did not say this yesterday, I don't think. Havashal or Dovash Hamushal Kol Tzorka, O Dovash Eino Tzork Bishal Chal. He equates the two. Something which is not, something edible as it is. So therefore, the Rambam says, the issue is Tikkun Ochlan. Are you making this into an edible food? Okay. So the Rambam says that the issue is Tikkun Ochlan, making this a better food, and then it's considered a positive, constructive, purposeful act, which the purpose of Hilchos Shabbos would be a violation, because it's an improvement. Okay, now bringing this discussion over to to a bas mechalav. So one could argue that when it comes, certainly according to the Rashba, that the issue on Shabbos is a din of bishul. Okay, so bishul is the same thing called a tarakula. And therefore, beyond a certain point, it's not going to be called bishul anymore. It wouldn't be called bishul for bas mechalav purposes either. Okay? It would not be called bishul for bas mechalav purposes either. And therefore, there's no bishul or bishul or bas mechalav either, because once you've done a ma'aseh bishul, then it's over. Whatever this is, what you're doing now is not called bishul. Okay, it can only be one ma'aseh bishul. Okay, whereas according to the Rambam, that the definition is tikkun ochlin. So perhaps when it comes to Shabbos, the Rambam would say even though cooking it beyond Michael ben Jusai would possibly be tikkun ochlin, but it's not enough for Yechus Shabbos. And so Yechus Shabbos, maybe the Rambam would say, like he seems to say, has to be called tzarko. Okay, in order to avoid the bishul achar bishul. So you know, maybe that's a question whether you would say by Shabbos it's a malach or not. But certainly by bas mechalav, where there's no iser of no inyan of malachas machshavas. So as long as it's tikkun ochlin, then there would be bishul achar bishul for you know beyond macha ben jusoi. But if you hold like this diuk, so to speak, in the case of Mishnah that we were saying before, that the iser is to create a chevtza of bas mechalav. Right, then okay, then it's already a bas mechalav at a lesser state. That's what we said. It maybe you know certain results from this discussion. Okay, is that that's clear? Okay, so let's go weiter now. At the beginning of the third shiur packet, I printed again the Rambam Hilchos Tumas Meis Perek Hal V'Chol Beis. I printed the Knesset Mishnah again. We don't have to read it again inside. But again, the emphasis being that the Rambam says at the end, "V'shasak mi'isur achilas bas mechalav v'misha asar." The Ferish Afilu Bishulo, right? Even Bishul, like by Tumas Masa, right? That's what he said. By the Torah never mentions an Isser of Tumas Masa with regards to transporting a human mace. It has it by Behemoth, the Holonosis, the Blossom. But it doesn't say Tumas Masa. It mentions Tumas Maga by touching human corpse. It mentions the Tumas Oel by being in the same enclosure as a mace, but never mentions Tumas Masa. So that's why the Rambam is talking about this topic in Tumas Mace. Okay, but anyway, so again, the Knesset Mishnah gives that reason. I'll read it again. He says it's not a real din of Kavachomer, otherwise it would be a problem in Yom Shemana din, but rather Gilei Mils of Amu, and so on, Rubos Mechal, Mekemen Sha'osa, Bishula, Hav Bechal, Osocha, Kotueva, Kosati, Adilhar, Bechal, Bechal, Tocha. Okay, like we said, it's a consequence and not a Kavachomer. But then he writes, Inami, give a second answer, the Mashma, Shalo Osra Torah Levashel, Ela Kedei, Shalo Yavo Lechel. Okay, what's the Isser of Bishul? What the Rama means is, according to this Inami, is the Isser of Bishul is, why should there be an Isser of Bishul? Just stam the velt, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't cook such an item. The issue is, don't cook this item so that you won't come to eat it. That's what it means, the Gilei Milsah. It's a siyog. I don't want to say in plain English, because it's not an English word, but in plain language, it's a siyog. Right? We call that a siyog. That Achila, the Iker Isser is Achila. And the Isser Bishul is a siyog. Don't cook it, because if you cook it, you'll come to eat it. And you could say, even if you're cooking for somebody else, but you know, you'll taste it, you want to see if it's well done enough, or if they have spices, whatever it may be. So it's a regular category of siyog, right? Don't the whole Isser Bishul is don't cook the item, but the main Isser is achila. The main thing the Torah wants you to avoid is achila. That's what the Rambam means when he says, Asar b'feirish afilu bishulo. That's the inami of the Knesset Mishnah, right? The inami is, it's in the category of siyog. So what should strike us right away is, that one second, usually we tend to think that a siyog is the Rabbanan, right? The Rabbanan made many rules, right? So what's that? Yes, I wrote an article about that. Okay, I don't know about that somewhere else, but Feldman wrote the Exodus on that. We'll get to that in a moment. So, but what is the usual siyog? Siyog, we know that that's the beginning of Pirkei Avos, right? Asu siyog la-Torah, the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, right? We're supposed to make safeguards to protect Torah laws. Really, that's rooted in a pasuk Chumash. I haven't printed the source. At the end of Parshas Achrimos, it says, Ushmartem es mishmarti. Okay, Ushmartem es mishmarti. Which the Gemara in Yevamos, the Abchafalov says, "Asu mishmeres l'mishmarti," Right? Make safeguards for my safeguards. In other words, my laws make safeguards around them. So, and by the way, I want to just say as a side point, that's not necessarily the only investment. That Mishmarti is not just many of times we have a shug that is imposed by Bezin, right? That's the Chachamim, that's a Susyog of the Torah. But you know, a person should also make personal shogim, right? You should make personal safeguards. Let's say, and I like to give an example, let's say, I mean, it's obvious, you know, you live near a non-kosher, McDonald's or whatever, Burger King, and you know, the smell of the burgers are very tempting. And, you know, whenever you come home from work at the end of the day, and you walk home, you know, you smell it, you're hungry, so you walk in, right? And you give in to the temptation. So what's this yog? Walk home a different way. Walk around the block, right? I mean, that's not a bezdin. I mean, a person should, if you know that you're tempted in, the, you know, in areas X, Y, and Z, so it's good to do things yourself. What I decided is yog for me is not decided yog for you, right? I mean, you may not be tempted by this temptation, and I am, or vice versa. So, so I'm just pointing out that it's not only a din in bezdin, right? This requirement of, I'm sorry, I couldn't find it.
They only had
a
Shabbos.
Yeah, okay, thank you. All right, we'll do that. Okay, I'll give them my mom to look it up. But anyway, so I'm sorry. So anyway, that's usually a siyog, okay? Now, on the Midrabanan, then Midrabanan, when the Bezin make a siyog, so then it carries with it the force. Then you get into the discussion of Lososov, right? The Gzeris that the Rabanan made, so we have to follow all of them, even though maybe I won't be tempted by this, okay? I won't be tempted to break a branch off a tree if I'm riding an animal on Shabbos, but nonetheless, okay, once the Chachom is said, that's something else, then it becomes in the category of Lososov, which is why, incidentally, you know, which is the whole reason why the Chacham can make Zeris altogether. Right? In other words, if the Rambam points this out in the Chos Mamrim, if we're not allowed to add, it's Baltosif, right? Not allowed to add on to the mitzvahs. So what do you mean? There are loads and loads of things that Rabbanan added on. There are all kinds of dinim that the Rabbanan added on. So what happened to Baltosif? So Rambam explains, yeah, if the Chacham would claim that it's Daraisa, then that would be a violation of Baltosif. Right? Let's say chicken and milk. Okay, which is not daraisa, because also Asher Gedi is red meat. Okay, that was Machlokas Mishnah. Okay, but we assume it's red meat. Okay, so that if they would claim halacha that we're saying that Sarof, you know, is daraisa, that could be baltosif, but they're not. They make it clear that it's a darbanan. Only darbanan, then they're allowed to. That's based on low saucer and so on. There's no problem about baltosif because that's a siog in the Torah. That's the siyog that Rabbanan make. But getting back to our issue, this seems to be an unusual siyog, because what the Knesset Mishnah seems to be saying is that the Isser in the Torah of Lo Savashel is to protect you from the Isser Achila. Usually we assume a siyog is the Rabbanan. So I'm just sort of pointing out, some of you remember with the Yerushalayim angle and so on, so that's it's not the first time. There is such a concept as siyog in the Torah. I remember having a discussion with somebody he said he felt that I forgot where he saw that the Lo Sachmud, you know, is a siog for Gzela. You know, Lo Sachmud is from Kavod, but he said that's ridiculous. He said, that's, use the language, that's an echo, to say that something in the Torah is a siog for another din of the Torah. I said, not so clear. Okay, for example, I printed here and then, so it's three, Ovestov Nosom, at least you need to write it, let's discuss it. So Ovestov Nosom, Perk Beis Halacha Alav, the Loshon there is. Sometimes the Torah makes it. That is a goof of the machlokas. But according to Havas of Nosson, it says, Hare Omer Vel Isha Benidas Tumosa Lo Sikrav. That's a pasuk. Vayikra Perkirchas Pasuk Das Achimos. So one of the prohibitions, of course, is to have, you know, it says Lo Sikrav. When a woman's a Nida, so we have the Isha of Lo Sikrav. Okay? So Lo Sikrav, we understand, means, you know, not to go to bed, not to have sexual relations. What about Yachud Yechabkena V'Nashkena? But okay, but can I hug her, kiss her? Other types of affection that fall short of having actual sexual relations. Okay, if we daber him, we're going to talk, you know, sweet talk, you know, that kind of stuff. So, Talmud Lomar Lo Sikrav. No, even if it comes close in any way, even if it falls short of actual via, still that's a Lo Sikrav, that's a Syog. Because, as we well know, you know, when young man, a young woman, or an old man, old woman, whatever, begin to get physically comfortable with each other and they touch each other, so very often it could lead to beer. So according to the Ovis Rabbanan, and that's a machlokes rishon, whether we pass like that, or Rabbanan. But for now, I'm just showing you an Ovis Rabbanan, and it seems to say that the Shita, that's something the Torah itself says, lo sikrav, don't even touch, we call kiribosa, right? Physical contact is also usher, lest it lead to beer. Shari Tshuva, Rabbi Yonah, printed source for Shari Gimel Os Pei. Okay, he mentions this, right? He calls it Kol Kir Bazar, what we call Kigon HaNagia. That's the common word today, is Nagia. You know, I pointed out many times in the past that the guy said we're learning also the concept called Shomer Nagia. You know, that's a new term. It's not a, you know, oh, I'm not Shomer Nagia. What do you mean? There's no such concept. We have Shomer Shabbos, you have Shomer Nagia, you know what I mean? But and then people say it as if, oh no, don't worry, I'm not showing the gear. Oh, okay, then it's allowed. No, it's not. It's like, people say, then I don't follow that. It's still awesome. You know, anyway, so, but that's what he brings out. He brings up other things. He says, V'chi somar, he points this out. V'chi somar b'lvavcha. And he says, by the way, kiakreva, mevila de'erva, you know, close physical contact can lead to beer. Good. But then he writes, chisom v'avcha, eifo nimtza b'kosov ki gadra ha-Torah geder? Then Rabbi Yonah asks, okay, where do we find the place where the Torah itself actually makes a protective, you know, one mitzvah to protect another? So he says, he mentions it by Nazir, okay? And Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, okay? And that's what the Torah says, and he says, but not only that, but call Hashem Yasam and Gefanayim, right? Not only Mishras, things that are soaked in wine, other things not only wine itself. That's another mocker, okay? And I also quoted a Medrash Rabba in the Parsha of Bosh, most of the Parsha of Zion, Simon Beis. He says, he said that certain things the Torah says, Kedei Laharchik Atzucho Naveira. Right? Well, I mean, we find that in the first mission of Shas. That's on the Rabban level. But the concept, the Harki Katsumanavera, is you do certain things that keep you away. He also mentions Gefen HaYayin, things along those lines. Okay. But what some people are referring to is, I printed part of it here in the Sefer Lekach Tov. Lekach Tov is a collection of essays by Yosef Engel. Yosef Engel was a Talmid Chacham in the late 1800s, early 1900s. He was in Vienna. At least at some point, he wrote many Svarim, and there's something called Gilyonei HaShas for him, not to be confused with the Gilyon HaShas of Akiva Eger, but Gilyonei HaShas, and you know, he has his notes. He was one of these tremendous Bekiyim, you know, had tremendous Bekiyas. Anyway, so there's a whole collection of Svarim by him, so one of the Svarim that he wrote is called Lekach Tov, Tov in Gematria 17. He has a collection of 17 essays on different Shas topics in this particular collection. So in Klal Ches, he delves into this issue, Imatzinu Siog Midoraisa. Is there such a thing? And he has a whole bunch of different examples. Okay, he says, Yivori Imatzinu Midoraisa Mitam Siog Biyor Bizem Miyud Zayin Makomos. He has 17 places where we have, at least according to some Rishon, we have already a Siog from the Torah. Okay, incidentally, like a little, I think I mentioned this one earlier also, you look at a lot of his Svarim, you see that he just randomly has lists of different things, and there's no order. I think it was just as it flew into his head, you know, that he writes just, you know, the 17 things here don't follow the order of Shas, don't follow the order of Shachar, other order of Ram. I think it's as he thought of them, he wrote them down. You see that in other works of his as well. Okay. And he had 17, and Hosafas, I think, two more. Okay. Anyway, the Sefer that Yosef just mentioned, Ksonis Yosef, so that was published here in YU. There was a Talmud Chacham who hung around here in YU for many years. His name was Rabbi Yosef Widnevsky, before your time. But he was here, he was older than me, but he was here for a long time. He passed away when she was here. Rabbi Simon got it very close to him, because he used to sit in the library. He was a Saginar, he was blind. He was a Saginar. He became, his eyes, you know, deteriorated, then he became, as a relatively young man, his eyesight, but he had tremendous bekiyas, and he used to be in the library on the fifth floor, which Simon hangs there, so, you know, they would talk a lot in learning. I remember Simon was one of the maspidim, so when he passed away, this Rabbi Winevsky, so the yeshiva published a sefer called Ksonis, his name is Yosef, published a little, not a little, a sefer called Ksonis Yosef. Ksonis Yosef. Different people contribute an article, different Rosh Yeshiva, you know, Rabbein, Talmidim would never contribute articles in his memory. So I was asked to write something. I wasn't working in the yeshiva then. And Shechter said that he was, I knew this, Rabbi Yosef, he was very fond, this Rabbi Wineski was very fond of the Svarim of Rabbi Yosef Engel. He liked the Svarim. So Rabbi Shechter said, if possible, can you write something connected to something in a piece by Rabbi Yosef Engel? So there are a lot of different essays. One thing is Ha'aris B'Torahs of Yosef Engel. You know, I think they put this on it. He wrote on it, and a few things. So one of the things that Yosef Engel has is a sefer called Beis HaOtzar, which is like that is an order of Aleph Beis. You know, so I wrote an article on Ein Lameidim Mikor Matan Torah. That was my contribution there. But Rabbi Feldman, Rabbi Daniel Feldman here in the yeshiva, he wrote an article on this issue of Siag Doraisa, and he came up with three more, five more, whatever, more than Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes. And I showed Rabbi Feldman afterwards that I actually came across another one in a different sefer, the sefer Gilyon HaShas. I came across something that he says in the Siag, which we didn't include in the Lekach Tov. I hadn't thought of it yet, I guess. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin, some would say that the Isser of at the Pasuk, at the end of Parshas Korach, it says Lo Yeke Korach V'Chadoso. So the Korach means, you know, don't follow the example of Korach V'Yabal Machokes. But some say Lo Yeke Korach V'Chadoso is a siyog of Lo Sisna Sachich V'Vavecha. That's what Yosef Engel writes, because you'll be like Korach, you'll come to hate other people. So he himself writes that in the Gilyon HaShas, but he doesn't include that in his list. And anyway, so one of the things he lists over here, he has a whole bunch of them for a guy that's printed in Nos Gimel at the end of 6, a famous one. Okay, Bal Rabbi Motzei. Okay, the Ran, if you call the beginning of Psochem, the Ran, the back of Psochem, says that the why did Torah Aser Bal Rabbi Motzei? Because, you know, that's not in Gimos, that's an early one. That's the first one, I think he says. Why? Because you come to eat it. If you have chametz in your house on Pesach, you have chametz all year long. So you keep it in your fridge, you'll end up eating it by mistake on Pesach. So Bal Rabbi Motzei, according to the Ran, is it a good example? So one thing he says is, in Os Gimel of 6, he says, another example is our Kesef Mishnah. So look at the 6 Os Gimel. A Kesef Mishnah, Perak Aleph, with the Tumas Base, Kosev, Zelashono, Inami, Demashman Shalom, Asra Tola Vashal, Basra Cholo, Elekadei, Shalom, Elechol. So that's the Yosef Engel says, another example of such a thing. Okay? Now, so that's that point. So therefore, it's not so strange, and that's the Inami in the Kesef Mishnah. I just want to look at that a little bit. I printed here, I guess when I did this sheet, the Dark Etshuva was already printed in Yerodeya. So I have here the Dark Etshuva, in our Siman Pei Zayin, Yud Aleph. He said, someone asked an interesting question, and it may relate to this Chakira, whether there's such a Siyog, if you hold this, there's a Siyog Minotar. Remember, Kesef Mishnah only presents as an Inami, so maybe, you know, then may not, he might have passed in that way, but Yosef Engel quotes him to this one example. Okay, but anyway, so he asks a question. What if you have Basar V'Cholov? Like he was asked, what if you have Basar V'Cholov Shabishal Akum? A guy made a cheeseburger. Okay, so it's certainly a Jew, I can't eat it. But can I get Hanor from it? Can I enjoy the smell? In other words, that's what he's asking. He says, L'inyan, Yala Mechkar Shal'inyan Basar V'Cholov Shabishal Akum. Right, that's an interesting question. Well, you certainly can't eat it, but can a Jew get hana from it? Okay, so he says, "V'heig midivra kesef mishnah tam the basa cholov also tar b'bishul kadesh level lechem menu im kain minon nishma the basa cholov b'bishakam bishlo lo shayach gzeir zum mutter maybe by the whole gzeir is not shayach." Okay, now we wouldn't go so far to say the Jew can eat it. Probably that doesn't really work. But maybe it's not really this or not, because it's not shaykh the gzera. The guy cooked it. It's when a Jew cooks it, so you say the yisur bishul is a gzera not to come to eat it. But okay, but now the guy cooked it, so there's no gzera. Okay, can a Jew have hanoah? Okay, now he says, don't tell me it's like chametz on Pesach. I can't have hanoah from a goy's chametz on Pesach either. He says, shani hasan, the chametz is karis. Anyway, the question is that, you know, he says for sure it's also even at least Darbon. But anyway, I'm just saying he brings it up. All right, yeah.
What does the Isar Hanah have to do with Isar Bishul?
Well, only because of right, that's the point, because Isar Hanah is further removed even. Maybe it's even further removed. I think that's his point. We're not going to say, he doesn't want to suggest that you can eat the Basar Chalukah, but since the Hanah is itself only, especially we learned, right, Isar Hanah is only, for, you know, as a result of the Achila, and the Achila here, you know, the whole gzera wouldn't. It's further removed. I think that's the idea. Okay.
Further removed
from the from you know from the Isser Bishul. Maybe the it's maybe
but Bishul. But I mean, even if you say that Bishul is a gezeira atu atima, doesn't mean the Hanah. First of all, it doesn't
Hanah is lower.
Yeah, but and even if it is, it could be an independent.
Okay, it could be. I mean, at the end, he doesn't accept it.
Why would you live the Bishul such as?
Because if the whole Isser Hanah is only a byproduct of the Isser Achila, right?
Yeah.
You could argue.
The Isser Achila still exists, even though it really did.
Right, but the Isser Achil exists because that's the Iker Isser. But the Hanoah, which is a byproduct, may not exist when the original Gzera doesn't exist. I think that was the Svar. Okay, you don't have to accept. I mean, he doesn't accept it again, but that's...
But he says, at least
Midrabanan. At least Midrabanan, yeah. Okay, I'm not...
You would have to ask, why is it...
I know, why would you...
No, I think more of that sort of makes sense. You would have to say that the Isser Hanoah is like an Onesh for violating a Bishul. Right, that's, I think that's only.
Yeah, if you say that, okay, I don't say onesh exactly. I hear you, Tana. That's a good Tana. I mean, again, it doesn't. Yeah, I hear. But anyway, the question I like to look at now. Let's leave out the Hanoah question. But you know, this Isser, you know, how related is Isser Hanoah? Is Isser Bishul now the Isser Achil? If we learn like this, that the Isser Bishul is a siog. I'm saying, okay. So for example, okay. This Gemara we saw already. We saw it yesterday. By Achila, we know the Isser is Kesayis. What's the Shear by Hanah? Okay, I'm sorry, by Hanah. What's the Shear by Bishul? How much Basur Chalav have to cook to violate the Isser of Bishul Basur Chalav? So we had that Gemara on Chulin Kuf Ches and we saw it yesterday. Machulkas Rav and Levi. So I'll read it again. Okay, chul and kufches amad beis gufa. Chatzi zayis boser, vechatzi zayis cholov. Shabishlan zengze. Amarav loka lechilo. So ve'ena loka bishulo. Okay, you know you get malchus for achila because sof you ate a kazayis, but you don't get malchus for bishul because you didn't cook a kazayis. You only cooked the kazayis of half a kazayis of meat, half a kazayis of that's rab. The levi amar af loka bishulo. Chein tan levi masisin kishen shaloka lechilo. So kach loka bishulo. That's the more Pesach in Chul and Kuf Ches on base. Now, everybody, though, seems to agree from that Gemara, both Rav and Levi seem to agree that the shear of Bishul is what? Is a Kazayas. Only Machokas is, does half a Kazayas of Cholov and half a Kazayas of Bosa, is that Mitztarif to create the Kazayas? Right? And that's the Machokas Rav and Levi. Rav says it does not. If it was no Machokas, Levi says it does. But they seem to be in agreement that the Isser Bishul is to cook a kezayis of basur chalav. The only question is, can half of basur and half of chalav be mitzdarif to create that kezayis? That's the machlokes Rav and Levi. Okay, but everybody agrees that the isser is kezayis. The question is, mechateisa, who said? Who says? Okay, in other words, so first of all, Rashi there, I didn't really ask that, which is interesting, Rashi, no, chul kuf chesam beis, chatzi zayis chalav. So one is wondering, how do you measure a kezayis of chalav? It's liquid. Right, so Rashi tells an important rule here. Hechem sharin yayin b'chola b'chol mashke the shara b'kazayis. Right, how do you have a kazayis? So he says maybe kos mole mashke. You bring a cup, then maybe zayis. Benos etochah zayis. They put the zayis in, and that causes liquid to what do you call that? Displacement of water. Right, Archimedes I think was the gentleman's name. Right, so that's measured the displacement of water. So that's how you figure out it's a kazayis. Okay, anyway. That's a Tosefta and Nazir. Anyway, so Rav says lo kalachilosa kosof kosof kazayis yisrochol ve'ena lo kavishul and fine. So it sounds like the machlokas is can it be mistarif? But the shear is kazayis. That's the Rambam paskins. Okay, the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Macholos. It's very beginning. Hilchos Bas V'Cholom. Again, the Rambam includes Dini Bas V'Cholom in Hilchos Macholos. It's Perek Tes. It starts Perek Tes Alach Aleph 10. Basar b'chalav, osu levashlo, v'osu l'achlo min ha-Torah, v'osu b'hanah, we went through that diak already, v'korban osu, v'afra osu, okay, for calling barm, fine. U'mi she'yavashel mishnehem, kezayis echad, if you are mevashel, a kezayis of the two of them together, loka, sh'nemar lo s'vashel b'chalav imo, v'chein ha'ochel kezayis mishnehem, ha'bosu chav, nispashel kechad loka, v'afra bishel o bishel. Right, so the Rambam paskens like Levi. Right, that they are mitzvah. Okay, that's what the Magen Mishnah points out right on the spot. He says, "Upasar kovenu kalevi," because Rav and Levi are like a kalevi. Okay, The halacha is like klavi. But again, the shear by both bishul and achila is kazayit. I understand why the shear of achila is kazayit. It's because, you know, in achila, because all the shear of achila. Who says bishul should be a kazayit? Okay? So, that's a question. So the Minchas Chinuch raises the question. In source 12, Minchas Chinuch, Parshas Im Kesef. You know what that is? That's on our parshas. That's the second half of Mishpatim. Okay, Mishpatim, by round Revi in Mishpatim, it says, Im Kesef Talva Etzami. It's learning of Chalamoid, the fourth day of Pesach. Second day of Chalamoid, Im Kesef Talva Etzami, Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim is divided into two. Could be one time they read them as two separate sedges. Okay, the whole question of how you figure out how many sedges of Mishpatim could be split into two. So the second one's called Im Kesef. Right, anyway, so that's what they means by their. The mitzvah tzadi beis. Either way, mitzvah tzadi beis. So the kesef, the Minchas Chinuch, right? I could even well, okay. He says I'm not even sure why the achila of achila should be kazayis, because after all, the Torah never mentions achila by basar cholov. We know that by Yom Kippur, the shear is what? It's kosevis, right? Because it never mentions achila by Yom Kippur. It mentions inui, right? So the Minchas Chinuch makes a general statement. Behold, the tzar kezayis after loksiv bei loshon achila, for kasavti kam upon him the shiurin halacha l'mosh min Sinai bekezayis im lo nisparish shir acher. We know that all shiurim, whether kezayis, you know, for chametz on Pesach or kosevis Yom Kippur or 40 saw for a mikveh, right? Remember the Gemara at the beginning of Sukkah, halacha l'mosh around daf hay to, but halacha l'mosh as an erev in a few places that. Shiur and mechitzas, chatzitz and mechitzas are halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So all the shiurim are in the category of halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. And the Minchas Chinuch here is mechadish that in the absence of a specific guideline, the shiur, the default shiur, so to speak, the default shiur is kazayis. All right, so if that's what it is, since we don't have any clear indication with bishul, so that'll answer our question. That'll answer our question. Minchas Chinuch says, I mean, again, he's not addressing our question per se, but he's saying that whenever there's no shear specified anywhere, the assumption is in kazayis. So the Mela Bishul is also, you have to cook a kazayis of Basra Chol for Bishul, and the Pasach later, there can be half a kazayis of each, as long as the total is kazayis. Okay. But others that say a little differently, the 13 I printed Rosh Yosef, that's from the Prima Gaudim. The Prima Gaudim, in addition to writing the Prima Gaudim, wrote a sefer called Rosh Yosef on certain mesichtes. His name is Yosef Talmud was his name. So on Chulin we have the Rosh Yosef. So on that sugya, Daf Kuf Ches Lebeis, he writes, 13, Vida, Daha de Pshita b'Talmuda, Dal Koponim Shira b'Inad b'Kazayis, El Dilamar Chol v'Bosim Itztarfim, Ulamar b'Inad Shabam Meyor Gedola. He's coming on that Gemara Daf Kuf Ches. Right? He said it's clear that both Rav and Levi are in agreement that the shear is a kazayis. The only question is, now Mitztaref has to come from, we discussed a little yesterday, right? That's the machlokas. But the Prima Gaudim writes, and Rosh Yosef writes, Lo Yodana Minolano. I don't know where they got that from. Who says the shear of the bishul is a kazayis? The Habib Bosse Bechov Lo Ksiv Achila. Never mentions Achila. Alright? So he says, Latana de Berbishmol, especially, right? That's the famous reason why we have an Issa Bosse Bechov. Right, Halacha Kedvar, because the Rabbi means that a minyan mitzvah and so on. That's the Sefer Chinuch quotes that one. And the Ramban. So Lo Savasho, it's one Lo Savasho, one is for Lo Lechol, one is for not having an on. Okay, so the Kaven Shekain Menol and the Mina Kazayas. Who says the Kazayas? So Bish Lomo Lamanda Omar Kolo Sochal Kol Toevo, which is the first heritage of the Kesef Mishnah. If you go back to the fact that it's a Lo Sochal Kol Toevo, so then it's an Achila question. Okay, so then I understand. It's Achila and Bina Kazayas. Elam Lamanda Yalaf Megimu Pama Lo Savasha Menon de Bina Kazayas. Okay? Yeah.
So I would, even if you say that it's from Lo Sochal Kol Toevo, that's only the Achila, but the Bishl Sochal Kol Savasha Menon de Bina Kazayas.
Right, okay, so it's true. The question will remain. The only answer is Achila. It's true. Okay, and if the Rambam calls Gamkin calls the Tzav Sheik his eyes Dafke el the Posak Levi, so anyway, the answer could be now. What can we answer now? Since the whole Isser of Bishul is only what according to the second Teretz of the Kesef Mishnah, the way we're learning, since the whole Isser of Bishul is only what a Siyog to Achila, so whatever the Shir of Achila is going to be, it's going to be the same Isser of Bishul. That's how you answer the question. Okay? It's going to be the same thing. In other words, whatever the shear is, the Chassam Sofer, not in the Chuvah, so maybe he has a Chuvah too, but on that, on the Shas, the Chassam Sofer, on that same Taf and Chul, Kuf Chesam Beis, in 14, writes, Gufa, Ocho, Chatzi, by Gazai, Spos, etc. Mikol, Mokom, same thing. Bein Lira, Bein Levi, Shear, Bishol, Shear, Achila, Echadu. Come to it comes out that both according to Rav and Levi, the Shear, Achila, Shear, Bishol, is the same Shear. It's a Gazai. Again, the Olam HaChokas is, whether it can be starved or not, and so on. Now he says, you know, do we set up other things? Let's say he brings up by Zrias Kilayim, Kila Kerev. So at the end of the day, when you eat whatever the product is, so the eating is a kezayis. So there's a planting also, only if it's, you plant enough to generate a kezayis. Is that true? He says, I don't think it's true. Okay. He says, the low yala al das lomar the beginning bezrias kilayim akerim kezayis came in the shir achilasu because I say no, that's not logical. He says, okay, although you know one could make the case, he doesn't think mitalon zebezet. Okay, so he says therefore you have to go back to the Rambam and say that the Rambam, remember, it doesn't learn, how does it learn, he quoted that some sofer says the Medrash Rabbah right there, Magid Mishnah pointed out that Vayikra Rabbah that we don't have. Right, comes back to that. So he says that the lo osar kasa bishal mishum shuhu ascholas achila shavashal tzorch achila vechmir torah filo b'achonas amaychal because again achila and so on and so forth. His language kosher came. The kelet right said the kevin shekain roi shalol lesser habishul ella b'shir shalol kal achila. So since the whole din of bishul is a siyag or bishul is the beginning of achila, right? So therefore, whatever the shir of achila is going to be, the shir of bishul is going to be. So that's how we know that the shir of isur bishul is to cook a kezayis of basu chol. Okay, I just want to point out, according to someone, that's exactly what the Ran, you know, brings up. That what's the shir of bayi ra bayi motzei? How much do I have? Is it a crumb of chametz? It's not. It's also a kezayis. And that's what the Ran points out. Okay, the Ran points out that balayirah bayimot is fundamentally what a siog for not eating chametz on Pesach. Therefore, it's going to have the same shear, right? You only violate, but that's why, I mean, we try to remove every crumb, you know, from the house. But strictly speaking, you know, I mean, people go overboard with getting ready for the Pesach. With, you know, I mean, I think in recent years there's been a lot of people sending out stuff, let's not go overboard, the women don't have to go that nuts, you know, but I remember one of the rabbis, Tinek, would send a thing out every year, when you get ready for Pesach, it's not necessary to unscrew all your pipes, or to re-aluminum side your house, or to take out all the flooring, you know, I mean, which he was putting as an exaggeration, but people, the answer is, you don't have to remove every crumb, you want to get rid of everything, fine, but there are crumbs under the couch, you can't get to. There's going to be no bayir bayi motzei. That's a crumb. Okay, you know, it's a side effect that you can't get to it. Yeah. What? And if I thought, right, but you know, but I'm saying the whole issue of bayir motzei, but the bayir motzei doesn't apply, you know, on pachas mikazayis. Well, there's a fellow in my shul, a clever person in my shul, said that in the nusach of Bittul Chametz, we say, the libata will have a kafidara, right? So the Rav had a different case. I'm not talking about that, but the libata have a kafidara. Every piece of chametz should be like dust. He said the reason we say that is because for the past 3 weeks we said the exact opposite. Every piece of dust is like chametz. So every piece of afridara is all like chametz. You know that we're going to get rid of it. So therefore now we say the other way around. Okay, anyway, but that's the. So it's the same. It's a similar idea. Okay. So since here too, okay. Since the bishul is to prevent your meeting it. So if the shear is, but by bishul is a kezayis. I'm sorry. The shear chilup is not such a bishul. From regarding in his psicha tilchus posu b'cholav right. The 15. Kama yavashal shear bishulo shear loke. He ne shear bishul kashir achila. Kamoshu kaza ramam sham. Misha mevashal mishtei v'loke bishul v'alachila tzor. And that's based more chulin. The afterlo ksiv achila gab b'shur alach v'rosh v'sinai. Like, you know, like you said before, it's alachon shenina. The ein loke pachas mekezayis alachila and kol shekein bishul debina. Kezayis. It's certainly bishul. Okay? Now, again, the question is, how far do we go in this? How far do we take this idea of Bishul being, in effect, a prelude to Achila? Okay, so I just want to read to you from this is the second edition, right? Yeah, in the Sefer Rav Shechter's Mipnei Harav, this is the second version. The original version, when he first printed it, for the original edition, I wrote down his page Kuf Nun Beis. When he first printed Mipnei Harav, he has a bunch of Yiddish articles, which he translated from the Hebrew on the bottom. The original one, he just printed it. I begged him at the time. I asked him, you got to translate it. Most people are going to read the Sefer, not going to be able to follow the Yiddish, the drush of Yiddish. So he said, I think he wanted to get it out. So he got it out, but then he put out a second version, which has the Hebrew, at the bottom of the line, he translated the Yiddish stuff into Hebrew. That's why the pagination is different. But it is in the second one. So it's in Kuf Tzadi Hei. I'll read you the following. Basim Cholov, Maisa, the student Yehudi of Universita, okay, for Shoma Mitzvahs, Rot Saladas, in Mutalo Lavasha, Basim Cholov, Shalom with Zerach Achila, Ela Amnas Lazos Imo, Misui Maidai. He's a grad student in the university, he's a chemist or whatever, he's working with, he wants to know, he's a from fellow, he wants to know whether he can cook Basim Cholov. He's not always eating this, it's a chemical experiment. Okay, he's doing some chemical work. So he says, "Ubo v'hitzias es shaylo sol lifnei agan Moshe Soloveitchik." So this fellow brought the shaylo to Moshe Soloveitchik. Ve'shibo delefi dibe haramba mashma de mutter. Why? Sharei kosev perak tes machalos asus halacha beis haramba. Shalosh shosak akosev unless rachila unesh osar bishul chomar. Ba'filu bishul osar ve'in tzarach lomar ein tzarach lomar chiloso. And all right, he goes parenthetically. He says the Rambam quoted a different makor. We talked about already. The tzarich l'hum is a kavachom is it? Ma inyan achila etil bishul umashba b'pshitus. The ain iser bishul basim cholov ela b'makom shedaito sheyochel atavshel alidei mishul or sheyochel. It's really sheyochel atavshel. The iser basim cholov is to cook. Of cooking bishul is to cook that it should be eaten by somebody. That's what cooking means. There are officials to cook. You're cooking for the purpose of somebody eating it, even if it's not you. Okay. Bim osra Torah filo ma'isa bishul asher hurak ha'achono achilas habos b'cholov. Then the kosher can't show osra Torah achil atzmo. If the Torah also is even preparing bos b'cholov, Rosh Hashanah is summarizing here. We said it at length, right? He says kosher can't show osra Torah achil atzmo. Umash v'lahedya. The ain iser bebishul b'basa b'cholov ela b'makom she'osa habishul mishamesh kachara lachilosa. There's only an iser bishul b'basa b'cholov if it is a prelude, the way I put it, it is a first step towards eating b'basa b'cholov. Or therefore, miskaven lasos imo nisui madai, if a guy is doing a scientific experiment, and that's why he's cooking b'basa b'cholov, and no one's going to eat it, then ain iser. Okay? And so he said he heard this from somebody, heard this from Aaron Soloveitchik. Okay? And he also refers, you can take a look in the Bada Shulchan, the Bina Sun place that I discussed it. But anyway, that's what he's saying. So that's an interesting nafkamina. That according to this approach, that really the Bishul, if we're saying it's a Syog, so it has to be beget. You could argue, you could say, no, once it's also, it's also. But according to this presentation, Moshe Soloveitchik wanted to come up with a kula for a scientific experiment. Yeah. Okay, but he thought not. He thought, I read that in the Moshe Soloveitchik, he thought not. He thought that's the definition of the Iser Bishul. He took it literally. I'm not saying you have to, but that's what he thought. That's what he's presenting. He thought that is Iser Bishul, and therefore, if you're doing it for some other purpose, then that's not the Torah has been. I mean, instinctively, I would tend to agree with you, but that's what he said. Similarly, I printed a tshuva here, 16, the tshuva is Dovej Meisharim, the Chabina Gong. Okay, his tshuva is Dovah Bisharm Chelik Aleph Simon Lamed. He had the following question. Similar question, really. Val Dvar Shelash Nishal Harava Gomiglina, and he mentioned the name of Mibiosebi. You see, Pei Dalad Mem. That is, that's Frankfurt Domain. Okay, you see that, Pei Dalad Mem. Minik Frankfurt Domain. It's in German. So, anyways, in the city of Frankfurt Domain. Mi Doctor Kemia. Okay, Doctor. Nice, Dalav Aleph Kuf Tes Aleph. The doctor, a chemist, Yirei Hashem, and his job, Lios Shemevim Kama Pam Lefon of Minei Shokolada. They bring chocolate to him. He was at Tegdei Livchon Bimchines Kemi Mishpam Chashash Tarobas Bosom Cholov. Okay. Now, I don't think it was necessarily a Jewish issue, but you know, again, there are all kinds of ingredients that go into anything. I mean, today, certainly. People ask me, you know, when I was a kid, we ate certain things that today people don't eat without a shkocha. And first of all, there was less knowledge. But besides that, the food industry was not as complex as it is today. Okay, today you can have one can of food, and this ingredient came from South Africa, and a different ingredient came from Korea, and a third ingredient came from Brazil, and a fourth one came from the North Pole. And then they put them all together, you know. So it's very, at one time, whatever's in there came from the neighborhood, you know, was, you know, can check. So that's why things are much more complicated today. But here, apparently in this chocolate, sometimes you can put in, there are such things as non-kosher chocolate, there are, you know, animal ingredients and so on and so forth, fat or whatever it is, to give it whatever, okay, flavor, fat, emulsifier, color, what?
You use it instead of butter in that.
Yeah, right. It's cheaper and so on to do that. So that's the question. So anyway, so but on the other hand, you know, even if you use animal fat as butter, if you're a chocolate manufacturer, I mean, you don't want your chocolate bar to taste like animal fat. Right? I mean, that much you're not willing to do. So even if it's cheaper, so they would have people, taste testers or whatever, do experiments. How much flavor, you know? Anyway, so. So you want to know, because you put it up, you put it in little, I guess, test tubes, you put it on fire, you boil it up, you're cooking them. Okay, that was the question. So he says, he also says that there's a tzad leheter. Okay, and he says, especially because this experiment was dafka because you don't want it. No, first of all, no one's going to eat that stuff anyway. But here it's dafka because you want to avoid, you're doing this whole experiment, says the Shabbat Ergon, because you're dafka trying to avoid the basar chalav, that people, you know, this experiment was dafka that people won't eat it. That's why you're doing the experiment, yeah.
Isn't it both of
these? Okay, so it depends how much is in there. I don't know. I don't know how much they put in. I guess they tested different amounts. You know, but you're right, that's part of the discussion, but we don't do the chatzila either. Okay, people, you know, but whatever, I don't know the exact mitzvah, he doesn't present at all. But again, from our purposes, he says the whole purpose is shalo yikashu b'yisr b'as v'chalo. I mean, maybe it was for Jews, the Jewish company said there shouldn't be a yisr b'as v'chalo, because he compares it to a din by chametz, okay, Gemara Pesachim Daf Yud Aleph, that b'shas bir chametz, you know, we're not worried that you're going to eat it because the whole purpose of doing it now is trying to get rid of it, right? So okay. Anyway, so he came. Hachanami came into Kol Kavanoso Lebochno Shol Yikoshul Bisavoshol of Shapir Leka Chashav Duma Ozilechol. Okay, your whole purpose is because you don't want to eat it. The whole purpose of doing this experiment, you know, so we're not worried. And that's what we said. The whole Isser of Bishul Bazvachol is you'll come to eat it. Well, this guy working the experiment is not going to come to eat it. That's the point. If it has the meat flavor, he's definitely not going to eat it. Right, but then he adds ulam begufti rekesem mishnah tzarchin ksas, because he throws in something else. So according to, again, it's another nafkamin, similar to Rashi's case, right? You know, it's or Moshe Salvech's case. It's an experiment, and it also tends to be makel. Okay, but he does throw in. But isn't this an inyan of darshin and tami dekro? You know, now that's a big sugi in its own right. Darshin and tami dekro basically means, can we determine a halacha, you know, based on the reasoning? Can we? You know, determine halachic considerations based on the reason behind the mitzvah. Right, that's a big sugi in a couple of places in Shas. I mean, you know, I guess the most famous one that we watched ahead of the melech, right? I mean, it's what it says, the melech can't marry more than X number of wives, right, because she'll lead him astray. So Shlomo Melech said, I won't be led astray, and of course he was led astray. So that's the question, you know, the machokas tanoim. And it's really the end of... also Mishnah by Lo Sachbo Beged Almana, right? A woman needs a loan. She's an almana. She's no maybe in the livelihood, so she gives. And that's supposed to take her clothing as collateral. Now, what's the pasha tam of that? Is her? Because a poor woman has nothing. But let's say she's an almana who's all takalineh, and she's got 8,000 other dresses in the closet. So then we still say Lo Sachbo Beged Almana. That's a question, right? The darshin and tami dekro. Are the parameters of an iser determined by you know by circumstances? You know, They bring up Losachim Shor B'Disho. Right? You're not allowed to muzzle the animal. So I think the Rosh discusses, can I muzzle an animal? I know that if this animal's this animal has a stomach disorder, I know he's sick. The vet just took him to the vet, and the vet said, don't let him eat grass for the next 5 days. So now can I muzzle? The whole reason you're not supposed to muzzle the animal when it's plowing is because it's not fit. It's like torturous, right? You know? So you're not, but here I'm doing it for the animal's own good. Right? I'm doing the animal's own good. The animal may not realize it, but I'm doing it because the vet said not to let him eat grass. So I'm muzzling the animal's good. Is that allowed? Do they darshin in time of the crow? Or do they say, no, the Torah says that's it. Right? So there are many, many discussions, and some make a chilek. Did the Torah give the reason? Or did we figure out the reason? Is the reason more obvious? Is the reason less obvious? Okay, we have, it's not this week's schedule, the next week's schedule. Part of Eilach of Ksiva Sefer Torah, right? The last minutes of the Torah, to write a Sefer Torah. So, none of us, we talked yesterday, none of us, most of you guys didn't even participate in writing the end of the Sefer Torah. I never wrote a Sefer Torah. Nor did I commission some. So what happened to that mitzvah? So you all know the Rosh, right? The Rosh, if you had that. We acquire Sorum, the same thing. Where did you get that from? The answer is because you look at the pasuk of writing a Sefer Torah. It's about to kiss you all the so you'll know the Torah. You'll learn. And writing a Sefer Torah in the old days, how did you learn Torah? You didn't have Svarim, no printed Chumash. So you wrote a Sefer Torah. That's where you studied from. But today we have other things to study from. So it's not that we did away with the din. It's just that Darshin and Tam Bekra. So there are a lot of issues. And that's what the Dovah Mishorim brings up here a little bit about Darshin and Tam Bekra. Maybe it's different. Okay, anyway, that's the... that's what he mentions. All right. If you have a chance, you find Yalkut Yosef Chilek Gimel, and here's some design. See, Chav Dalet and Chav Hey. He was talking about a person should be careful. Is there a Basar Cholav issue? Is there a Basar Cholav issue? And he said, maybe you should be careful. I'm sorry, I can't read it inside, but I don't know. It's in the bar. It's actually on the bar one. I think it is. All right, whatever. I think in that way. But it doesn't matter. You can look it up if you want. He's just saying, he's talking about pouring, let's say you have a pan and you just cooked fleishigs in. So you have leftover oil, right? And it's hot. I want to pour it down the drain and inside your sink. Today everybody has separate sinks for milk with the fleishigs. Not everybody. I guess the apartment lights probably don't have, right, the separate sinks. But newer homes, we have separate sinks and so on. But you want to pour this down the drain and there's some cheese and the milk. In the drain, in the sink. So if it's hot, maybe it should be a problem. Bishul bas v'chalav. But again, no one's eating it. It's going down the drain, right? The whole issur of bishul bas v'chalav is only when it's a prelude to eating. So here you're pouring it down the drain. So strictly speaking, it should be allowed. He says that we should avoid doing it anyway. And Rav Shechta told us that the Rav had said that he had an ant. Remember correctly, the Rav said he had an aunt who was a terrible cook. And so she always used to have to throw food out. She burnt it, it tastes lousy. She always had to throw it out. I think that the chef said, you can ask him, she had separate garbage cans for milk and fleishig, because she was always dumping stuff out. So she didn't want to dump the fleishig waste into the same thing. In case it's hot, she's pouring it out, I thought that's a good chumah. I haven't heard that chumah nowadays. That people have separate garbage cans, but never can
pass. I saw in Bishamas in the
Samach Hasid. They have separate for
writing. Writing is not to burn the garbage cans.
Oh yeah.
Because maybe it's
going to be. Okay, good. So good. The chumah is Quran. people have separate pach for shrita now. Mm-hmm. That's a different story. They let the stuff rot and so on, but. I don't know, so I think they should design now. One of the companies who makes the Shabbos mode fridge, design like a garbage cans of two sections,
How often pronounce the Shabbos?
Right, it doesn't come up that often, I know. All right, but it's a good homework. Someone can make a few dollars on it. Anyway, all right, so that's what Rabbi Yosef talks about in that piece. Okay, just to finish up.
So is he volunteer or is he?
At the end, he says, I think you should be careful, but he said there's room to be makel. I forgot to look it up. I just got distracted or something. I didn't look it up. So maybe I'll look it up before tomorrow. But one other comment, okay? The question now is, so that's in terms of the amount. So it's a kazayas. How we get there, but the bottom line after all these side points is that the shir basur cholov is a cooking the basur cholov is a kazayas. Why? Because the chara, because it's related to bishul. Now the other question is, when we talk about the whole week before, how cooked is cooked? How cooked do you have to cook it to violate bishul basur cholov? Right. So the Gemara says on that same daf in that same shulchan aruch kuf ches al beis 17. In other words, people in the world consider this cooked. Okay? Meaning, Rashi says, it's fully cooked. This is considered a cooked food as opposed to a raw food. Right? There's no exact amount. Okay? What's interesting is, Rashi says, called tzarko. The Ritva, in his Chidushin, there in Chulin 19, Kuf Chesem Beis, right? Shachem Ochon Zom Pirshu Ashi Zal Umos Ochon Zom Shispashon Kol Tzorko Umistabro, but he says it doesn't really mean Kol Tzorko here like in Hilchos Shabbos. The Ritva says, Mistabro the Kol Tzorko Haino Kemachal Ben Rusoi Shederech Umos Ochon Zom. He means Kol Tzorko not as opposed to Michael Ben Rusoi. Again, Michael Ben Rusoi is, Rashi said, well, I put it over here, okay, Ashin Shabbos Chofman Aleph says Ben Rusoi listing Hoya, right? He was a bandit, he was a thief. Umevashal Bishul Shlish. Rashi is a third. The Rami says it's half. Okay. Anyway, but the Meiri, and I'm not saying the Chulin Kuf Chesem Aleph, writes Ein Lokin Al Bishul Bosh Chalav Ashin Bashal Bishul Roy. Ritzomar Shagoy Mechavim Lechol Tavshim Bosh Chalav Yemachzir Kavushol Yochanim Becheskos Mevushol Kol Tzorko. Again, would people eat this? Would people eat it? And that's the definition of bishul. Okay, the minchas chinuch, that same mitzvah before mitzvah tzadi beis. Okay, in parshas im kesef, parshas mishpatim in 23, he says v'shas mevur beizet bishul amru kol shachem ochra osov ayn murashu v'achronim tichemacha ben usoy have bishul kamo b'shabbes. So as long as it's edible, even like that chak, that's the definition of macha ben usoy. That a person would eat it. It's not raw anymore. It's not raw anymore, okay? So the Minchas Chinuch elsewhere, all right, in Parshas Bo, Mitzvah Zayin is talking about Bishul by what it, we said by Korban Pesach, not with Mevashel, all right? Al Tachun Menano Uboshim Mushal Amayim. So on that he says Gam Belav. This is Minchas Chinuch writes Gam Belav Mevushal Nira Dafkash and his Bashal Kemacha Ben Dusoy Oza Mevushal. Over alav mevushal, but kodesh machal ben rusoi, ain't over al mevushal. Okay, that's considered still raw. Okay, ain't over alav zeh, and so on and so forth. Okay, and how much is machal ben rusoi? So that's a machlokas and so on. So he says it's a distinction. Now the other question is, how parallel do we take it to Shabbos? For example, we were discussing earlier, what if the mevashel, okay. You bring what's called in Chamei Tveria. Chamei Tveria are underwater hot springs, you know, so you can cook in there. All right, I'm not going to read the whole Minchas Chinuch. I just want to point out. One phrase here. Oh, but that which by Shabbos that some hold in Hebrew Shul culture, he's basically saying, I think, is that generally speaking, Kol HaTorah Kula. Achila is Machal Ben Rusoi. Those who insist that by Shabbos is called Tzarko, that's a different reason. Okay, that's because by Shabbos, again, it's Malachas Machshevas, it's defining a Malacha. Okay, a Malacha means what's done in the ordinary fashion when something is done. Okay, that's why Kelach HaYad, you do something with your left hand, you do something with your foot, and so on and so forth. So he said that's a different din by Shabbos. But, he says, Aval Kol Mokom Shemuzka B'Torah Bishol, Aval Bishol Kol Tzarko, Mabos B'Cholav. Okay, that's a question which should apply by Bosu B'Cholav, and he says he quotes the Prichodesh who says Gabi Bosu B'Cholav Kol Shalom is Bashu Kalach Mosonim Eino Os V'Not Delo Habi Bishul, but he says there are those who say that by Bosu B'Cholav also it's not Bishul unless we Bishul called Tzarko. Okay, Mamish all the way, but that's a question, and many disagree with it. So he said actually it's Minchas Chinuch points out that it's a Machlokas. All right, take a look in the Prima Gadim, but the Pashut says that. It's what he wants to say in the earlier part is that it's only an issur of bishul by Shabbos. Shabbos made its own dinim. That's why I said yesterday. Not all terms that are used in different areas of halacha are the same. A like we said by Ksiva, right? We said by Yom Gabi Yom, forget, or for Sifra Torah, it's not the same thing as by Shabbos. The Prima Ganim, in the Psychic of Hosbos, writes, Vishir Bishol, Lo Nisbar Barambam, O Gmor Sham Amru Be'ezah Bishol Shacher in Ochlin, because we chodesh and kosel ha'amak kamacha ben rusoi ein yisur, umiladina avar lekama devadai kol shenaf al chaticha basal kli bishon mahusar miyad osu b'achila v'hano. After leka shlish bishulo. Another way of looking at it, no, like we were talking about before, right? Anything. But then he writes, uladina tzarachiyun. Like uladina tzarachiyun. And the placey, in Sukkot and Gimel, writes, Shavti Reisi quotes the Tosefta and Chulin, and he also seems to say that Shir Bachal Ben Rusoi, he makes a distinction. Maybe it's Taka also, like the Pugonim said, but the Shir Bachal Ben Rusoi is in order to get Malkus. Okay? Because, you know, as soon as you start cooking, if I start cooking, it's not Bishon until you get to Bachal Ben Rusoi. But it'd still be also, just wouldn't get Malkus. Alright, so that's a bit of an open question, and what the Matt, what the iron is, we said, let's say I have a piece of meat and cheese and I put it on the frying pan for 1 second. Right, that's what you said. Put it on for 1 second with, and nothing really much happens. Is that already called bishul in terms of the isur bishul? It's more than a kazai, it's the amount is an issue. And according to this, it doesn't have to be cooked. So if you hold that, it has to be cooked to machal and usai, it's nothing to talk about. But if you hold, like there's already an issue before, there could be, there may not be malchus, but there would be some kind of an issue. So, yeah.
Also,
pass that. Bye.
Oh, never
mind. Okay. All right. So, okay, we'll stop over here. So, we'll finish up tomorrow. Again, this question of the connection between Bishul and Achila, whether they really have to be connected or not. Okay? We'll stop over here. All right.
Recording stopped.